What other subjects do we need?
How to live things like concentration. That would be how our universe works.
Well,
the laws of yoga.
Wholeness is the meaning of yoga, or a separate category, something that ties it all together in you. Subjects like yoga and concentration and everything, calling it wholeness so that they see that it's not something separate from these real issues, but brings them all together. And then teach you in that way.
Very much.
With nature, there's so many different areas, and I don't know if we just break it up and put it in various categories where it belongs, or
tell us what they
are. All right. One is survival skills. When you get along in nature, to feel comfortable and competent outside.
That doesn't seem like part of regular classroom activity, doesn't it? Seems like we'd put that in under extracurricular.
I suppose so.
Does Barlow teach it all?
He could.
Except for me, our school circle has a lot of outdoor work.
Yeah.
Nature is one of the main ways of getting outdoors for us.
One's sort of soul relationship with nature, love for nature, developing love and empathy and understanding, attunement. That's another area. Another is the whole academic and conceptual relationship.
Mm-hmm. That would come under our Earth, our universe.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we'd want to break these up into different...
Well, Nikai, I guess it all comes down to, are there subjects under how to live that don't fit any of these categories?
Mm-hmm.
Or should we put this under wholeness?
Wholeness would be...
Wholeness would fit, wouldn't it?
The second category, yes.
Yeah.
Oneness with nature.
Certainly the second category, and maybe the first. Mm-hmm. Because to be a total human being, you need to know how to get along out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because don't forget, if we're giving a week at a time of a particular subject, we have to make it diverse enough, too, to hold their interest. So there could be a part during that week where we really concentrate on being out of doors. And, yeah. I mean, both of them, don't you, would come under wholeness?
Well, I can see the emotional and soul relationship.
Yes.
I have a harder time seeing survival skills.
I don't. Survival skills is a matter of how to get along in this planet. I think a lot of categories could come under wholeness. You know, there's a course they're offering now on how to handle money, what money means and so on. It would be a very helpful thing to know, and it seems like that would come under wholeness.
Mm.
Really knowing your whole world that you've got to live in.
Mm-hmm. I could certainly use a course like that.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. It's incredible how naive I was. When I was 36, I didn't know anything. Of course, I'd lived in a monastery all my life. But I was horrified to find that my dad had only $900 in the bank. Of course, he had many tens of thousands in stocks, but I didn't know anything about all that. I thought, my goodness, he's got so little money when he's got all his expenses. What's happened? And how could I be that naive at 36? I didn't know what a lien was. When Dad wrote to Exxon, which was his own company, urging them to, recommending me for a credit card, they wrote me asking for credit references, and I didn't even know what a credit reference was. I gave them character references. This was when I was 37 or 8. I had to live a lot more. But I'd lived on $20 a month or $15 in the monastery there, and I didn't know anything. It really would help to do that.
Kind of modern day survival.
Yes, right, sure. You need to know how to survive in the cities and under that category.
Great.
And of course, so could concentration and all those things.
So concentration and meditation would be under wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
How to live spiritually under wholeness.
Under wholeness. Those parts of how to live that have to do with your perception and understanding rather than bridging. Bridging would include getting along with people and those things. How to win friends and influence people. It sounds like you're manipulating, which isn't really what you meant at all.
And then the last area is psychomotor skills in younger children.
That's wholeness too.
Yes, it seems like that.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay.
And then under wholeness, we could teach this whole system of emotion, physical control, willpower, intellect, so they get an understanding of what they're doing. Is that
how do you bring these along? Like there are some things which, as they get more, well, even in the younger grades, but as they get more skilled, they have, it seems like you try to, you know, how much can we break away from an old approach? Because like you're learning algebra, it's something that it's a full time, basically 5 hour.